This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcoatin Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, the place where you belong. Better rates and better service. ATFCU.com. Oh, man. Oh, boy, 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 boy. Touchdown or turnover. Jonathan Combo should be on everyone's list of players that you want to see more from and you expect more from. Jonathan Combo should be on everyone's list. We're picking three on offense. We're picking three on defense. Jonathan Combo should be automatically on everyone's list. Touchdown, turnover.
Touchdown, and I don't even think it's close. And I've kind of differed in the way I look at my characteristics of things I want to see more of from the players, or which players I want to see more of. When I hear that, I think of guys who have underperformed, maybe haven't lived up to their billing, who need to step it up and take their game to a next level. Not a Nigel Warrior or a Daniel Batuli or Marquez Callaway. Those are guys that have already made plays, and Obviously you can always take your game to the next level. That's what you should strive to do every single day. But when I think of they need to step up, it's a Dylan Bates situation.
Yeah.
Step up, earn your scholarship. Kyle Phillips, Jonathan Kongbo, guys like that. So I had touchdown. Jonathan Kongbo has not lived up to his billing. That's not all on him. Obviously he was his recruiting ranking was not correct, and it's unfair the expectations that were placed on him, but with his physical stature and a new coaching staff that will actually be able to teach him the proper technique, proper way to play the position, I think he should most definitely be on everybody's list.
It's a turnover for me strictly because he's not on my list, but in reality, I mean, I didn't put him on the list because it was such a natural selection. I mean, it was just so obvious.
Well, that's touchdown then,
so,
right?
So I went, yeah, I guess essentially it is a touchdown for me.
It's so obvious.
It was too obvious, so I said, I'm going to go away from Kongbo and give some other options here. But, yeah, the dude has to be the person on this defense that you look at as the guy who will improve the most this year. Because just physically, oh my gosh, the dude's a beast. And you think you can get so much more out of him.
If he improves, he's a game changer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And maybe playing in this new sort of hybrid in linebacker-ish kind of position in Pruitt's defense will change things up, will really give him a chance to open it up and be a better player. But yeah, I guess it is a touchdown for me.
I'm saying touchdown too. I have him on one of my three players. Ben said that the height was unfair, and I wonder, was it really unfair?
It was unfair because it was out of it kind of goes both ways now that I think about it, because he was on social media running his mouth talking about how he's going to beat Bama.
He loved it. Yeah.
He loved it.
Yeah.
But it's clear that the recruiting services ranked him too highly. And that's part of the expectations that were placed on. That's a reason, one of the biggest reasons, in my opinion, that those expectations were placed on him because of his ranking.
And if you flash in junior college and you are the best player in junior college and they see you and they go, okay, well, this guy is – without a doubt, the best player in the entire system, they're going to rank you number one. Huh. And you mentioned some of it is not his fault at all. He was played out of position. He had some injuries there in the interior, so he had to move to the interior as well. We saw a little flash of a big play late in the season with the fumble recovery for a touchdown. And so, unfair, I don't know. I don't want people to take the comment that Dylan, you know, earning a scholarship with Dylan Bates. I think when you go to class, you do everything right, and you don't get in trouble, that is kind of the agreement. When you sign that letter of intent, it doesn't say, well, you are a five-star, you got to live up to that, or you got to be a four-year starter. You just have to carry out your obligations, which is, again, go to class, go to workouts, be a productive citizen, be a good teammate. And so I don't want anybody to take that. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it was maybe too harsh of a statement. It was more of let's make a play.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I just want to cover our bases here for those that don't listen to you on a regular and may take that and go, wait a minute, we're saying that he didn't earn a scholarship. He just has not lived up to the Under Armour All-American title.
Four-star linebacker from Florida.
Yeah, he has not been, you know, he just hasn't done that. And so I get what you're saying. I just want to make sure that we're 100% clear. But, yeah, going back to Combo, yeah, I have a touchdown too. He's supposed to be the best pass rusher coming out JUCO that year, and he's now going to be put in the position. You heard Pruitt say that it's not a big difference between 4-3 and 3-4, but he needs a guy in that position that Combo's going to be playing to rush the passer. And that's what he was brought here to do, was to rush the passer, make it easy for DBs, to create turnovers. He was supposed to be the yin and the yang to Derek Barnett, and he just was not that early. And was expectations unfair? I don't know. I don't know for him. Sometimes they can be for a freshman to come in and be Adrian Peterson or be Eric Berry or be, you know, Amari Cooper or someone like that that flashes as a true freshman, a Jalen Hurts. Sometimes those expectations put on a freshman who just months ago was in high school, that could be unfair. But a JUCO player, I don't know if they're unfair. Now, I remember when Dontayvis Blair came in and he was expected to replace Tyner Richardson. Maybe that was unfair because of the guy he was replacing was, in many people's eyes, first round talent, but just didn't have the first round health needed to be a first round player. Maybe that was a little unfair, but I look at these recruits, man, and they love it. They love the attention. They love the ranking. They put their rankings inside of their profile, and when they don't live up to it, here we are to come save them and go, oh, well, it's unfair. Well, sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not. So for Dylan Bates, fair to say he didn't live up to it because, I mean, golly, it was so much hype. But for Combo, I think everyone should have Combo on your list for sure.
Well, the reason I say fair or unfair is because everybody puts unrealistic expectations on high four-star and five-star guys.
They do.
And that's not fair. And the expectation for Trey Smith last season shouldn't – his personal one should have, but from a fan perspective, his expectation should not have been, oh, he's going to be a freshman All-American. I think that's unfair to just assume that just because they're a four-star or a five-star, they're going to come in and be a dominant freshman and be a freshman All-American. I think that's an unfair expectation, that is 100% what happens.
I don't know if unfair is the word I would use, but it's just a flawed system inherently because you can't measure a kid's attitude and work ethic. You can't see in a ranking like that and in an evaluation from high school games, how this kid's going to translate to the next level. Because some of these kids, and a lot of these five-stars, because there's a lot of them that just don't pan out, get into college and they just get shell-shocked and they have a culture shock
which
and
is
can't
why
handle
I say
it.
It's
and
unfair to expect them to be freshman All-American.
Maybe unfair is the right word then, but yeah, I just think that can't be built into that rating system like so clearly with a lot of these guys. The physicality, the talent is there, but you got to put in the time even if you're a five-star, man. You got to put in the work, and you just can't measure that.
A fair expectation. I'm going to give you a fair expectation for any high four-star, five-star player because I was that player. Now, I had expectations I put on myself which was, hey, I want to be a freshman All-American. I want to be an All-American. I want to have an Adrian Peterson type of impact. That's what I was working towards. If you're not striving to touch the moon, then, I mean, why are you doing this? You know, if you're not striving to go as far as possible and achieve the most, why are you doing it? And if you come up a little bit short, hey, you can still say you had a really great year. So my goals coming in was, yeah, I want to be All American my freshman year. I want to break some records.
You should be.
Yeah, I mean that was my expectations. But I think now as I look back on it, been out the game 11 years now, a fair expectation for a high 4-star, 5-star player should be that you are a contributor, that you impact the game in some way. It doesn't have to be every game, but you impact. So you have freshmen that play, and they just play. You know, they play, and they fill a void, and they have a couple plays here and there. But I'm talking about you impact games. I'm not saying every single game. I remember my freshman year, and we played Marshall, and it was a big third down. And we were playing around with Marshall. Should have been beating him by 40 points, but we were playing around with him. And it was a 1 or 2 possession game, and it was third down and long. And I ran a go route, and I caught a fade pass. It was 40-yard play. Well, that's a huge play in that game. Huge play. Let's say I don't catch that. We punt, and Barsha goes down to score. We're talking about, man, this game being like an Appy State Tennessee game from 2016.
Why'd you have to bring that up?
So that was an impactful play. You know, Florida had a couple third down conversions. Those are impact plays. Brett Smith, his true freshman year, had a big, you know, catch and run all the way down to the goal line. Brett Smith was an All-American.
Yeah.
U.S. Army All-American, played on the West team. I think those are fair expectations for a highly ranked player. Just have some impactful plays.
Be productive.
Just some plays in your freshman year. Now, Trey Smith, we got way more than what we expected. Trey Smith he's different. You know, he is a once-in-a-decade player. He's like Eric Berry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's like Eric Berry. He is ranked as the best offensive tackle in college football by people.
I've heard Cole Kublik say he's the best offensive lineman, period, in the SEC.
He's been
in the country.
I saw, I forget what publication it was, that ranked him as the top returning offensive lineman in America.
Yeah. And see, because he was productive as a freshman, because he won those awards as a freshman, I think it's a fair expectation now for him to be an All-American this season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anybody saying, we expect Trey Smith to be All-American his freshman year. I just didn't.
I didn't.
I expected him to be like a big time really, contributor.
Yeah. And in the Trey Smith situation, you didn't hear people saying, "Oh, I expect him to be an All American," but they were wording it like he's going to be an All American, and that is putting expectations on him. When you go into a season as a fan having the mindset, "Oh, Trey Smith is so good, he's going to be a freshman All American," that is putting expectations on him. Because you build up an expectation in your head to what type of football player he's going to be.
I do think to a certain extent, I mean, you need to expect something out of those guys.
No,
I mean,
I'm not saying
they're coming in so highly rated.
No, all I'm saying is, like, I 100% agree with Swain. The expectation, all I'm saying is the expectation should be for incoming high-level recruits to be productive players in their first season. But the expectation should not be for them to go out and win awards.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's get to Andy on the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Andy, are you awake now?
Did we lose him again?
Andy?
We made him wait too long again.
Going once?
Man.
Going twice? Andy. All right. Call again.
What if he has to?
You didn't have Andy muted enough in anything, did you?
Mm-mm. No, you could kind of hear it, something clicking there.
Andy's dropped the ball twice.
But what if he's been saying his whole deal to making him tired is that he has to go to work during the day, and he was doing graveyard, and now he's having to go to work during the day. If he has to go to work during the day,
I think he just got off work.
Maybe he did just get off. Maybe he's gone back to work at nights.
Andy, I mean, he's not showing details, accountability, and toughness right
his,
here.
His resiliency is not not Butch Jones level right now.
That is
Charlie,
not.
You have now been muted until next segment.
No! That is not that way. You're supposed to call into the show, Andy. So, come on, Andy. Get together. Snap out of it. Snap out of it, Andy. 0-2 this morning. Striking out. 865-255-03, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. We'll take a short, short time out here, and we'll come back with Attaboy, where we highlight the positivity in the world. You know, Attaboy is just a football term, if you did not know that. That is short for Thattaboy. When a player does something really, really good, you say, Thattaboy. And you just say, attaboy. It's just short for that. That's all it is, attaboy. And we highlight the positivity. If we have a young lady out here doing some great things, we change it to attagirl. But
that's racist, Swain.
And it's sexist. So attagirl, we got attaboy, where we highlight positivity in the whole entire world. Doesn't matter if it's sports, doesn't matter if it's outside of sports. If you're doing some really good things, we would love to bring attention to what you are doing. And we do that next on the Swain Event.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in. They care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
Touchdown or turnover is up next on the Swain Event.
We now return to the program. It's a debtful life.
2 auto loans, 6 credit cards. Sometimes I wish I'd never taken out all this debt.
Oh, you should never say that, especially since Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt.
Who are you? Are you an angel?
Close. I'm a loan officer at Alcoa 10.
Teacher said that whenever you hear cha-ching, someone refinance a loan at Alcoa 10.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Equal housing lender.
When I made the move to my own studio, I was worried about this. I was worried about that. I was worried about, hey, did I get this piece of equipment? Did I get that piece of equipment? Does that sound good? Does that not sound good? One thing I didn't have to worry about, that was office furniture. Because Office Furniture Outfitters met my furniture needs. With a 50,000 square foot facility, they have East Tennessee's largest selection and are the best value for new and used office furniture. Located in Knoxville, it's easy to find everything you need for your new space, including desks, file cabinets, chairs, conference tables, and more. Office Furniture Outfitters is turnkey. They came to my place, we mapped everything out that was needed, they delivered, and get this, set everything up. To learn more about what Office Furniture Outfitters can do for you, log on to OFONOX.com. That's OFONOX.com. We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's.
or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're the hell we got, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive! From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
All right, it's time for Attaboy here in the Swain event, where we highlight positivity in the world. And I have one, Charlie. I don't know if you have one, if you're ready to go, but I definitely have one. Well, Charlie, I'll let you go first.
Sure. I just have one for the entirety of North America, Mexico, Canada, and the United States, because we were just granted the rights to the 2026 World Cup. I know a lot of people aren't big soccer folks. I'm not either. I'm not a big soccer guy, but I love the World Cup. I was very, very disappointed that the United States team did not qualify for the World Cup this last time out. It's about to start. It was incredibly stupid, and I love just getting together with a group of friends and having some real national pride in the team and watching them go up against some of these other countries. It's a whole lot of fun. And yeah, the team whiffed this year, but maybe in 2026 they won't, and we'll have a chance to go to some of the games, because one of the cities that is involved is Nashville. That does not mean that they are guaranteed to get a game, but they have the possibility of getting a World Cup game. And if it comes to Nashville, you better believe I'm going to try to go. It would be super cool, and I'm pretty hyped, even though it's a full 8 years off, but we'll get there.
I just hope the United States can make the tournament.
That would help. Now, the last World Cup is really what got me with the World Cup. I mean, I liked them before, but the last one where America beat, who we beat? Ghana.
I can't remember who they beat, but they advanced to the next something.
Yeah.
The elimination round or something.
And they were in, like, the group of death.
Yeah. And they fared fairly well.
Yeah, and it was just a ton of fun. Got together at like a bar for every game, and was hugging strangers and high-fiving, and it was just a really cool communal experience. And so, first, you know, get back to the World Cup, United States team. Get your crap together, and then let's go win a World Cup in the United States.
Are you going to watch any of the upcoming World Cup?
Probably not.
I announced my rooting interests yesterday because I've suffered as a Vol fan for so long.
Whoever is the favorite, that's who I'm rooting for.
Exactly. I've suffered as a Vol fan for so long.
Germany.
I said, who are the Golden State Warriors of FIFA? And I'm rooting for them. So I'm rooting for Brazil and France.
Brazil and France. Germany won the last one, I believe.
Germany, but World War II, still got bad things with them. France was our ally, so that's why I went with France.
Okay. All right. But that's my attaboy.
Brazil, because I like their colors.
Sweet colors. Ben, you and I have the same attaboy today, but 50 states, 50lawns.com.
So cool.
Rodney Smith Jr. I am Rodney Smith on Twitter. And what he is doing is his goal is to mow the lawns for free for the elderly, disabled, single mothers, and veterans. So he's driving to 48 states. He's going to fly to Alaska and Hawaii. 25 states have already been completed, and 25 to go. He started on May the 17th, according to his Twitter handle. Now, 14 hours ago, he tweeted that he was going to be in Nashville today. Hello to Tennessee. I will be mowing in Nashville Wednesday morning. If you know of anyone who is elderly, disabled, a single mother, or a veteran who needs their lawn mowed, let me know. It is free. Now, his mowing service, which I absolutely love, the name of it is Raising Men Lawn Care Service. And the t-shirt he's wearing in this photo is so cool. It is a silhouette of a baby on the ground. And the next picture is a baby standing up that turns into a young boy, that turns into a young man. That at the end of the silhouette, it's a man holding a lawnmower with a crown on top of his head. And so we had Rachel Barbeau on last week to talk about being a king and understanding what a real man is made of. And so I absolutely love what Rodney Smith Jr. is doing. I just tweeted him and asked him how we can help, how we can support his efforts, because I know he's done a lot of it on his own, but he shouldn't do all of it on his own. This is something that more people should get involved with. Because this is amazing.
From what I could see on their website last night, I took a good long look at this. It appears that they operate pretty much completely on donations, and that is 50states50lawns.com, and you can go there and donate. It's a really, really cool initiative, and I'm like you, I love that graphic. It says a lot just in that one little picture. And I love what they're doing. So cool. So thoughtful, really. That's just not something that I would think to do, I guess. And I love the guy's timeline, just taking a walk through it, because most lawns that he does, he takes a picture with the family and says, it was a joy getting to mow the lawn of such and such today, and kind of tells their story. He says, they're this person, and we were happy to help them. It's just an awesome initiative. Very cool. Huge attaboy.
Swain always says at the end of every show, spread love and peace. Or not spread
peace
love
and love.
Peace, but peace
all,
and love.
Yeah, all,
and so I always like to say, spread love and peace, not hate. And this is the most beautiful example of spreading love and peace while also being able to give back. And so, I mean, it's an incredible story, and should really be all over the news today.
It should be. It will be here soon, man. But you understand, negativity sells a little bit faster sometimes than positivity. But it's time for this story to get some national attention, and it's time for more people to not only join, but do the same things themselves. And honestly, I was looking at this yesterday, and I was wondering, like, who in my neighborhood is a veteran or a single mother or disabled, and I was like, who, wait, my next door neighbor is a single mother, so I may go over there, knock on the door, I just pray they don't call the police on me, but go knock on the door and just ask, hey, you want me to cut your grass today, and you know what, I might do that for sure, I might do that.
If you need any help, you know how to find me.
Because of the great work here, I might do that, man. I think I will. From Rodney Smith, I'm going to do that. I'm going to. Is it going to rain today?
It looks a little gloomy outside at
Let's
the moment.
Let's not talk. We don't have to talk about rain.
Yeah,
well, that brings up bad memories.
I just need to know. I mean, I'll cut it in the rain. I don't care.
Rain brings up bad memories for me right now. After an hour and 46-minute rain delay last night that kept me at Smoky Stadium until 1 o'clock.
But you're here today. You're awake. You're alive.
I woke up on my first alarm, too.
Maybe you are sleeping too much in the past. Maybe you just need, like, 4 or 5 hours to sleep. Maybe you found the go-to, man, the trick. Sleep less, get up earlier. Man, this is part of growing up now. You got to get up earlier.
I actually watched a thing about sleep, and it's a small set of people. But a certain set of people that have a certain genetic makeup where literally sleeping less is better for them.
That's why there's a small number of people.
Yes. Because for most people, sleeping less kills you.
It wasn't the waking up early that got me. It was the not being able to go to bed until 2 o'clock that got me.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You can do that maybe once or twice a week, but at some point, I'm going to catch up with you.
I didn't see your text until I was pretty much leaving the house this morning.
Oh, until you woke up this morning?
I would have just said, hey, I'll cover you and you can chill.
But I mean, you know I would not have. I still would have been here.
I honestly thought about telling Charlie to cover for you and tell you to come like at 8, but I felt like I would be enabling you. I wanted to see what you were going to do on your own. You need to go through a little strain sometimes. So I wanted to see if you were going to be able to do it. If you were not going to be able to do it, it would have been cool. But I didn't want to give you any excuses.
I think all of us on the show have had a moment like this with Ben.
Yes.
Because last year after the opening game in Atlanta, Brad and I were both there, and we both drove back overnight and did the show in the morning. I did not sleep that night. I just came straight into the show.
I had an 8 a.m. econ class that morning.
Oof.
That I did not go to.
Oh.
I went to my 9:30 class, though.
Be all right.
That's still impressive.
You'll be just fine. 865-255-03 is our telephone number. 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. When we come back, we will continue the conversation on the players we want to see more from. We expect more from. I gave you one of mine on offense, Juwan Jennings. But I got two more on offense. I got three on defense, and we'll keep the conversation going. Tennessee got a commitment from a long snapper. A local product, long snapper, that really, really, really cool tweet that this young man put out. We'll share that with you, too, on the other side. So stick around. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jared Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jared Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue isn't just a great place to go for dinner. They have fantastic lunch specials every day. Monday through Friday, they offer great deals on different meals each day. Dead End Barbecue has the smoke and sweet meal with half-smoked chicken, a side, choice of bread and banana pudding on Monday, brisket French dip on Tuesday, salmon salad on Wednesday. Thursday is the cold smoked turkey BLT and center cut bone-in pork chop on Friday. Not to mention, you can get a bowl of beans and smoked sausage for $6 every day. So when you are looking for somewhere to go for lunch during the week, look no further than Top 100 Barbecue Restaurant Dead End Barbecue. Check them out online at deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, your lunch search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Simplico, Caseology, and Spec.
visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live.
Different now, I hear Drake. It's so different now. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline, Swain Events Fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Today's lunch special is the salmon salad, seasoned, grilled salmon served on a house salad with your choice of bread there, only for $10. That is Dead End Barbecue. DeadEndBBQ.com is their website. If you need catering, you need any event, you need the food taken care of, give my friends at Dead End Barbecue a call. Also, another call you should make is Southeast Pest Control. It's that time of the year. The sun is out. That's the weird thing about the season changing. Is perfect for grilling. It's perfect now for swimming. You get to go outside and have fun, and you get, you know, your days are longer. I think they should be all the time. You know, silly getting dark at 6 o'clock. But anyways, but when that sun goes down in the evening, those mosquitoes come out, and there's nothing worse than being at a cookout or being outside on your patio or around your house, and look like you're making up a new dance move because you're slapping on your legs and you're slapping on your arms, and you come inside, you got 3 or 4 mosquito bites on your legs and arms, and you are basically a prisoner in your own house. And that's kind of what I deal with at my house. Is my neighbor had a pool, and there's a lot of trees in the area. And so it could be shady at times. And so we have a little mosquito issue sometimes. Now
you live in a jungle.
Now, chill out. Now, I do not get bitten by mosquitoes as much as the wifey. Wifey can step outside, and they were like, and they'll jump her. Hey guys, over here, we got one. I mean, they'll just double team on it.
She got the good blood.
I mean, and I learned that it's, you know, everybody has this type of scent that they give off, and it could be dye, it could be a number of things. But there's people that attract mosquitoes more than others. But Southeast Pest Control, they'll come by and they will take care of the mosquitoes for you. So give them a call. I've already gotten the treatment done. I got to get a couple more treatments done, and I'm looking forward to being outside and not having to spray my babies down with all these chemicals and stuff just for them to play in the backyard. So Southeast Pest Control. All right. So Tennessee got themselves a commitment, and it's so weird because last week we got two commitments, and they were safeties, and folks were like, yeah, oh, man, awesome. Ha, ha, Pruitt's really struggling. Yeah, right. He went killing and recruiting. Good job, yeah. And then on yesterday, Will Albright from Greenville High School tweets out, a photo of him when he was a little kid with, I'm assuming, his father at a football game. And then the other picture is him in his high school uniform in the locker room with the Power T. And it says, blessed to say I've committed to the University of Tennessee on full scholarship. And we got a lot of people that get in their feelings about Tennessee kids going to Tennessee. And I agree, it's awesome, it's great. Doesn't mean that you should take every Tennessee kid, only the ones that can help you win a championship. The question is, it's really not a question because I know the answer, but for a lot of folks, they cannot wrap their head around giving a scholarship to a long snapper.
That's a valuable part of the team.
There was a time, a decade ago, decade and a half ago, where you can get kickers, you can get long snappers, you can get those guys for free, meaning you do not have to give them a scholarship. They would walk on. But those times have changed because other schools are giving scholarships to long snappers. Ask the Dallas Cowboys how important the snap in the hole is. Tony Romo botched the game because of that.
Mm-hmm.
With a chance to make a playoff run.
Ask Michigan playing against Michigan State 3 years ago.
I mean, something so routine as the snap in the hole, man, if you mess up, it can cost you a game.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tennessee already used a scholarship on our current long snapper, Riley Lovingood, who is, I won't say a legacy because his dad played at Tennessee, but his dad was a very important member of the Vol football staff in the late 90s. He served as a team chaplain. And now he's a part of an awesome church there in Middle Tennessee. But Riley Lovingood had a dream of being a Tennessee football player because he was around it because of his dad. Well, Riley is not going to play any other position besides long snapper. But he figured out how he can get on the field. He figured out how he could be a Tennessee volunteer, how he could be a football player, and that is be the best long snapper in the country. So he gets up with Adam Miles, who's also a long snapper here in Tennessee and a specialist player here at Tennessee. And Adam lives in Nashville. So Adam starts to train Riley Lovingood. And Riley becomes the best long snapper in the country. And he's here right now. Have we had any problems with the snap in the last 3 years, 3 or 4 years? No, we have not. That is worth the scholarship, in my opinion. It's worth to know, to have that peace of mind that this is going to be done correctly. This is going to be done correctly. So, congratulations to Will Albright. Get over it. Understand it. Embrace it that now we are giving scholarships to specialist players, kickers, long snappers. It's very important because that one play can get you beat. And I would hate to be in a football game against Auburn and Georgia and have a chance to upset them, like Tennessee upset South Carolina there in 2013, had no business beating them. South Carolina was a top 10 team at the time around that. And us mess it up because of a loss of a snap. You don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones.
We got J-Dub.
Let's get to J-Dub. J-Dub, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Man, you're doing great, J-Dub. How are you, sir?
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to come in on the three players on each side of the ball.
Let's do it.
Yeah, on defense, I think it's Chateau, Kyle Phillips, and Kongbo. I think the defense line needs to get pressure. I don't think our defense can cover for that long, so that's going to be needed. And then on offense, I think Greg Turner needs to step up.
Okay.
I know you guys said earlier in the week that he throws the best deep ball on the team, but that's just on the team. I think his deep ball is not all that accurate because I think he throws the ball out of bounds a lot and don't give our players a chance to catch the ball. And I think Drew Richmond needs to step up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of hype around him.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't did a whole lot. And Tyler Bird, I think he regressed a lot last year.
He did.
So I think, those are my players, man.
I like it, J-Dub. Really,
solid
really
choices.
Really good, solid choice there. I mean, Tyler Bird, we know, you know, there were reasons why he regressed, but he did regress. I mean, to go from your freshman year impacting and contributing to not really doing much at all, the fact is that he did regress a little bit. But hopefully he found himself his position for the future, which I think is wide receiver. I think he's a DB. And he can get going. And then the point about Guarantano, when the ball goes out of bounds, it's easy to always point at the quarterback. But I'm telling you, 50% of the time, it's on the wide receiver for not giving the quarterback enough real estate because they didn't win the line of scrimmage. They didn't do what they're supposed to do, and they run along the sideline. There's not a route in football where you're supposed to run 2 yards from the sideline. So if you ever see that, 99% of the time, they did it wrong.
But that's what a Butch Jones offense did.
Well, anyway, that's why he's an intern. He didn't do his job for letting Nick Saban have a gas problem on the lake with his boys. Butch Jones failed again. 865-255-03. We got For What coming up next.
Today, there is a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a high near 85 and a low around 70. There is a 30% chance of storms tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a high near 89 and a low around 68. Friday looks to be sunny and hot, with a high in the lower 90s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by BeDry. If your basement is wet or cracked, BeDry can help. BeDry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give BeDry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, BeDry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. BeDry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call BeDry. Reach out to BeDry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call BeDry.
For what is coming up on the Swain event.
With the hot weather and humidity comes mosquitoes and other pests. Let Southeast Termite and Pest Control take care of that problem for you. They offer one-time or package treatments that control biting adults as well as larvae. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has been in business since 1971 and is local and family-owned. They offer free estimates and quotes with no obligations. So don't get bit anymore. Go with the pest control company you can trust. Call Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-9222. 3933 and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerrica Steele and Butler Vines and Babb fight for you.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Butch Jones replacing Philip Fulmer on the Jumbotron.
For what?
People getting drunk and stumbling into the wrong house.
For what?
Butch saying a chart told him to kick an extra point instead of going for two.
For what?
People who break the law while breaking the law.
For what?
All right, it's time for what? Where we just highlight folks just being stupid. We are giving them the credit they deserve. So that way, we can help you not make the same mistake. If you hear these for what's and you go out and make the same mistake, I mean, what are you doing? We are trying to let you know that if you're thinking about doing some of these things, it's probably not a good idea. Charlie, what you got today?
The lesson for my for what is don't be a terrible person. I think that's usually the lesson from these for what's most of the time. But the terrible person in this for what is what is this lady's name? Monica Carrick. There we go. Monica Carrick, who is the girlfriend of Ottawa Senators player Mike Hoffman. Now, what was Monica Carrick doing? Well, for months and months on end, she was sending harassing messages to the wife of fellow Ottawa Senators player to Mike Hoffman, Erik Karlsson. So Melinda Karlsson was getting harassing messages from Monica Carrick that included things like, this is from Melinda Karlsson, she says, she uttered numerous statements wishing my unborn child dead. She uttered that she wished I was dead and that someone would take out my husband's legs and end his career. According to Melinda Karlsson, Monica Carrick posted over 1,000 negative and derogatory statements toward her. Over 1,000. That's a lot of messages.
And that's just in text messages. I'm sure in person there are just as many.
And this is the most egregious one right here. So Erik Karlsson and his wife were having a kid, and unfortunately they had to suffer through a miscarriage, and it's a terrible thing that happened to them. And they posted about the miscarriage on social media, and this woman through a fake Twitter or through a fake Instagram account said, "I feel bad for the baby because he didn't have a chance with Melinda popping painkillers every day." What? Like how? Oh. Ugh! How bad of a person do you have to be? That's ugh.
Don't be a bad person.
That makes me sick, dude.
Yeah, she deserves it.
This Monica Carrick, just go take a long walk off a short pier. You are terrible, man. Ugh.
All right, Ben, what you
or
got?
Whoa, man, in this situation.
Ugh, ugh.
I've got to give a shout out to Chip Payne on Twitter because he sent it to me. I meant to do this on Monday, but I forgot. So I'm hitting it today because a woman, and I believe Toronto, went on a rampage at a gym, breaking a mirror, a window, and using weights to destroy a treadmill. A 38-year-old woman who has not been identified, was not a member of this fitness center when she went there to work out, and became irate when she was asked to leave because she was not a member. So she then took things into her own hands, grabbed some free weights, and started to destroy equipment. What are you doing? That would be like you tell me to have the day off, me disagreeing with you, and just going ham on your studio. That would not end up well, would it, Swain? We would both find ourselves in some trouble in that situation, I believe. Why are you messing other people's stuff up? If they ask you to leave, leave. And if you don't have a membership, why are you there in the first place? Get it for what?
How do you get in? Because I guess
she probably snuck in.
Well, yeah, I guess
I've never been to a gym where you have to like show your membership card. I always worked out on base where
okay, so
military
like come
ID
and
come and go, and then on campus part of your tuition, you get to go to the T-Rec.
Yeah,
which is the only thing I miss about college right now.
Well, I have, and most of those places, I guess if it was busy, you could walk in with a group of people and just sort of slip by. Without scanning your card or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's so.
That woman gets it for what, though?
That's absurd.
For breaking a mirror, a window, and using weights to destroy a treadmill. What are you doing?
Yeah, this is. I got to go to Florida, man. I feel like we didn't have a Florida for what, so I had to look up one from Florida. 20-year-old man was arrested last Tuesday after police say they discovered at least 7 missing zoo animals inside of his Gainesville apartment. That's right, folks. He lives in Gainesville.
Of course.
He lives in Gainesville.
How many?
Florida box turtles he stole from the zoo and other animals.
Freaking Florida, man.
I mean, I understand Jameis Winston stealing some crab legs because he was hungry. Why are you stealing animals for, man? What do you need those for?
Just wanted some companionship.
Like
gets lonely down there in Florida.
I get someone stealing something out of the grocery store because they're really hungry, but this is just silly. All right, hour 3, around the corner, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.